to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hughes-tastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. How you doing? Send this one out to Todd. Hughes, frustrated disc jockey, couldn't make it on this side of the business, which is why he's now our general manager.
He's the boss man.
That's right, because he couldn't make it over here. Now, in this break, this is what we call in the biz an open break.
Mm-hmm.
We have phone calls. We can always take phone calls.
Right.
We have ticks. Tickets and trips.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say trick or treat.
We have ticks and it's the way they have it written down.
Uh-huh. Ticks and trips?
Ticks and trips.
Nice.
From independenceair.com that we can give away.
Excellent.
Also,
yeah, you're not talking about the nervous variety of ticks. No.
No, yes, I am, Mike. That's right. You have to be like the people on What's Your News.
Yes.
You've got to. And if you got Tourette's, congratulations, it's double mileage.
And you're not referring to the six-legged variety of tick.
Bastard.
We've got that.
Uh-huh.
We've got a Killer Craig today from USA Today.
It's been a long time.
But I would like to throw everybody a curveball before we do any of that. And just, I know he's got 60 seconds. I'm going to call over to W just to see how screwed up he is.
Well, he should be in pretty good shape, I would think.
I would imagine he's partied out of his mind. Mike, I know I didn't tell you this before. Oh, the phone's ringing. Oh, well, Mike?
We're not using a satellite?
No. No, we're not.
So much easier.
Because this will be brief. Because I'm sure he's just at a party.
Just for you.
I'm sure he's just at a party.
I don't know, man.
Hello?
You're damn right. I don't understand. It's calling me.
Hey.
Hello. Yo. Hello.
Is this W?
Yes, it is. Man, oh, my. I'm back on it. Oh, man. I'm very pleased that I've received a mandate.
Now, I got a message from you.
I'm so dang happy. I don't mind telling you.
I got a message that just says...
How are you, Don?
It's payback time.
It's payback time. Well, I just want to say I'm aware of the nature of your broadcast. I understand that everybody there was against me. And I just want to say the time for reprisals is at hand. I'm saying that to you now, and I'm too excited. I just won my first election, son. Wow, this is hot damn. I'm so proud. That dude is so proud.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's so proud. And, you know, I just have to say thank you to Carl Rove, the architect. Some fun now, son. I don't mind telling you.
Are you drinking right out of the bottle today?
Oh, now you want to know, huh? Yeah, now you want to know. What are you drinking, Mr. President? What are you drinking, Mr. President? Says Don, who voted for the other guy, Johnny Loser. I tell you, I'm not telling you what I'm drinking. I'm drinking it all. I'm drinking Shooters. We're drinking Carry Shooters. That's what. And I'm not talking about Rob's wife either.
Oh,
my God. Wait, hold on a second. I got another reporter here. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Huh. You're from what? You're from How's Your News?
Oh, good.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, dear.
Hey, get the Secret Service over here. I got some weirdo down
there. Hey, sir,
I don't understand what this
guy
is. Hey, W? Mr. President.
W.
I think this guy's drunk.
W.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I got some drunk guy.
It's a retard.
Huh?
It's a retard.
Oh. Well, how are you? It's great to see you.
All right, well, we'll talk.
I won!
We'll talk tomorrow.
Very happy.
Well, oh, sorry, Mike. normally, I'll give you a heads up.
Is it audible? All right,
sorry.
Yes, he was very happy.
Had to get him in today. Very happy.
Very happy man and a little bitter towards us.
Yeah. Hello, Justin.
Yes, so.
Don and Mike Show. Justin.
Hello, my love.
Hello. Hello, my sweet.
What is your name?
Justin.
Justin.
Oh, I'm creeped out.
Just in time for a creepy call. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys I was on the treadmill.
Sorry, it doesn't work on the show now.
No. Right.
Sorry, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
But I'm sorry, I'm sure you have to buy a new workout outfit. Buy a new velour running suit.
He was wearing one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
I haven't heard you guys for 9 or 10 years. I moved down to Tampa, Florida, and I was just flipping through the AM dial, and I found you guys.
Well, good. Thank you. Yeah, 1010 The Buzz.
Welcome
Tampa
home.
Bay. Beautiful.
Hey.
Hey,
you guys ever do low-budget Jeopardy anymore?
No, never.
No, we still have it. It was canceled.
We never do. All right, get out of here, dummy. Craig.
That was funny.
Craig yeah. Wilson.
9 years.
Craig Wilson. Here you go, Mike.
Thank you.
This is from today's USA Today. Now, we really don't do this all the time anymore.
No.
We only pull these columns out when they really touch a nerve.
We need it now.
He's a columnist for USA Today. His name is Craig Wilson. You know, we've talked about him. And for goodness sakes, he's written about us in his column. So now we read them right out of the newspaper only when they are airworthy. So without further ado, from USA Today, today, November 3rd, the final word, like Craig Wilson.
Rescue a glass to toast your resourcefulness.
I was walking Murphy early the other morning. Why I ever thought that dogs sleep in, I haven't a clue. As her age has advanced,
she'll be 14 this month.
So has her rise and shine time.
So there we were, around the corner and up a block, sniffing in the pre-dawn darkness. What a shiny object. A shiny object caught my eye. It was Friday, recycling day, and the neighbors' bins were at the curb. Newspapers and magazines and bottles waiting in line to begin a life anew.
You can tell a lot about a man
from his recycling bin. What he drinks.
What he reads. What he deems no longer useful. The Economist piled next to bottles of a nice French red, for instance. The Kettle One drinker a bit trendier. His empty is next to a stack of Vanity Fair. And then the regular Joes.
Sports Illustrated mixed with Amstel Lights.
But what caught my eye the other morning wasn't an empty bottle of vodka or a New Yorker cover, but a silver picture frame. There is that in a bin. Asking what we all ask on occasion. What am I doing here?
Keep in mind, this is a gay guy going out looking through people's trash and writing about it in the newspaper. It wasn't real silver, unfortunately. I could tell that the moment I picked it up.
Oh.
It was still a handsome frame. 8x10, simple and sleek. I inspected it for defects. A dent, broken glass, stained velvet on the back. There was none. So Murphy and I headed home, one picture frame richer.
I'm not what is called a picker. Someone who goes through other people's garbage.
No.
Looking for discarded gems. I'm what you might call an accidental picker.
I bet it's no accident when you pick.
I have no interest in making this a hobby. I just see things that shouldn't be thrown away, and I rescue them.
My parents had friends who would drive around town on garbage day, looking at what people left by the curb, pulling over to throw a chair or an old floor lamp into their trunk. I always thought of them as rather low rent. A bit too eager to score.
My partner, Jack,
winner,
thinks I fall into that category. But I don't.
Winner!
I just think I'm making my Yankee ancestors proud.
Over the course of 20 years, I've brought home everything, from fine crystal wine glasses to leather-bound books, and a brand new... What the hell kind of pot is that he's got? C-A-L...
Alphalon!
Alphalon. Calphalon?
Alphalon.
Kind of cookware.
It's got fowl in it.
Over the course of 20 years, I brought home everything from fine crystal wine glasses to leather-bound books and a brand new Calphalon pot, complete with glass lid. Someone left it on the curb. Down on Jack, the cook,
did not protest that discovery, I might add.
As for the wine glasses, we live near dozens of restaurants, some world class, which means their stemware is as thin as their wine lists are thick.
I haven't a clue how diners get out of these establishments with glasses still in their hands, but they do. And there at 6 o'clock in the morning, these glasses sit on townhouse stoops, rest on brick walls, linger under light posts, waiting to be taken home, scrubbed up, and ready to report for duty once again.
With Thanksgiving only 3 weeks away, and at least 13 people already signed up, and more on the waiting list, I'm happy to report we have enough wine glasses. It's an eclectic mix, yes, but so are the people who will be sipping from them.
I think a group photo might be in order this year. I even have a real frame to put it in.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
Bravo. So good. It was a good one.
Marvin. So good.
We needed that.
Started with the dog, had the partner. And the creepiest part is that the guy's while walking his dog goes past someone's garbage and says, hey, that's a good-looking wine glass.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously not the first time he's done it.
I think he should be busted.
What did he write about cleaning them up? Oh, that's right.
Report for duty.
Just take them home, scrub them up, and have them report for duty.
Imagine he's sitting there at the sink. Time to report for duty, Mr. Wine Glass. Fantastic.
Mercy! Let's go for our walk. Oh, look. Oh, look at the garbage.
My partner Jack thinks I fall into that category.
Say, Craig, were you out going through the garbage again this morning with our dog, Murphy?
I tell you, I'm not what I would be called a picker.
I would beg to differ.
I'm an accidental picker.
You're a purposeful picker.
Craig Wilson.
Okay. It's been a long time. He found a column in recycling, and tomorrow his column will be in recycling.
Very good.
And then one more thing here, because as I mentioned, an open break. The show How's Your News, which Rob discovered last night on election night on the Trio channel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear Ted Koppel.
Very good. Oh,
being
good.
Interviewed. Now, we've been playing these tapes all day. This is a show that was on last night. It debuted. Rob called me. It's my election miracle. I watched this in the middle of all the coverage last night.
Trainables interviewing famous political figures.
Really, Rob calls me up and says, turn on channel 315, but before you watch the show, go to the guide.
Right.
Read the guide. And it says, 9 p.m., how's your news?
Mm-hmm.
Mentally challenged people go to the Democratic and Republican conventions to report on the news.
And as Rob said earlier, the joy of this is the awkward moments that they have with all of these celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Here's Ted Koppel talking to a retard.
Hey, sir, what is your name, please?
My name's Ted.
How do you feel about the Republican convention?
Well, so far they seem to be having a good time. What do you think?
Well, as this being my first one, so far having a good time myself.
Okay, now here's Wolf Blitzer from CNN.
Wolf Blitzer.
Okay. Wolf Blitzer got a retarded person coming up to him.
When Kerry gets elected, what would you like to see Kerry and Edwards change as far as changes to come in this country?
You're pretty positive that they're going to be elected, are you? Because, you know, there's another side, the Republicans, they want to get elected, too.
Oh, I know, but right now I'm just thinking...
I think you meant to say if they get elected.
Right, if and when, yeah.
Well, you keep saying when. You don't know for sure they're going to get elected, do you?
Right, but I'm saying if. I meant to say if and when. Yeah.
If they get elected.
Well, stop badgering her.
Because the Republicans might get elected.
Right.
We don't know. The election's very close.
That's true.
Yeah. But, so what's the question again?
But if and when Kerry Edwards get elected, what would you like to see them change?
Wow. Yeah, Wolf Blitzer, a little hung up on the fair and balanced thing himself.
And also, you can't see it, of course, because it's radio, but a big eye roll at the end of that, because he was way frustrated, too.
Oh, really?
How about
not dealing with it?
All right, Wolf.
It's hard time with Howard Dean.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm Jeremy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. I was watching that very energetic speech you were doing before you came into the race, and I was wondering if you could do it for me, just once.
It's pretty hard to do that on television. So I probably can't do it just right here, right now. You got to have kind of a big audience in front of you to get really revved up and excited.
Yeah, but, you know, it was great.
You know, hold on. Let me just point out, the guy's retarded that's interviewing him.
Not bad.
You mean Howard Dean, this guy?
That's the guy.
Couldn't do that for this guy?
Well, thanks.
And if tonight's the last night before, are there going to be balloons falling down tonight?
Yes, there are. There are going to be balloons falling down, and there's going to be confetti falling all over the place.
So hopefully that'll be something really amazing to see if I can go watch it for myself there.
Would be. Are you lobbying these guys to make sure you get to go?
I'm going to have to. I want to go bad, though.
Good.
Howard Dean sounds like he's like down in the carton of Marlboros.
Are you right? There you go.
I know this is your favorite one. I'll let it go all 1 minute and 1 second this time.
Is this Franken?
Yeah.
This is. I think Franken's the one who has the most difficulty.
Yep. The entire Al Franken.
Look at the boom. I shot. Look at the boom. I shot. Boom.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Look at the boom. I shot. 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 Look at the boom.
All righty. I'm Al Franken. I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far?
Bouillon.
Bouillon.
Maya.
Maya. I couldn't agree more.
Maya.
Yeah. It was really nice talking to you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
I think it's fabulous.
I
shake a hand?
Yeah.
If I leave, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For being here. Okay, have a good time.
Al Franken.
Too great.
That's fantastic.
We'll get to more of this tomorrow. Who have we not heard yet? Ben Affleck.
Ah, yes.
As I mentioned to you before, I guarantee you won't be able to pick out who's the one that's retarded when the retarded guy's talking to Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Then you've also got Senator Barbara Boxer. We played him singing with Outkast, but he's with Andre 3000. Also,
I love that.
Also with Big Boy. We didn't hear the retards interviewing Senator John McCain. All of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, we'll get a wrap-up on all of the stuff today.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I don't have a clue how diners get out of these establishments with the glasses in their hands, but they do. Please, writing that, it sounds like he's walking down, you know, I picture the area, like with, you know, cobblestone streets, and after a night of partying, that there's like bottles and glasses on the side of the road.
I'm not what it's called a picker. I'm an accidental picker.
Buzz, yes. That was the accidental tourist.
Yeah, that's right.
Buzz, let me guess.
Uh-huh.
Your lead story has something to do with...
Well, I actually pondered several possible headlines for today's Buzzcast. We're All Screwed was the popular leader through most of the day until cooler heads prevailed, and I finally settled on Election 2004, Nobody Said Life Is Fair.
All right. Buzz,
stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've looked for somebody for 44 years, and through eHarmony...